Welcome to the Sunday Class Dance 156 with Amanda Peart, the last of Year 3. First broadcast on the Nation station, Radio GH, on Sunday 18th of February Roy Hendry's band with the Grace Rennick Polka, which is by Ian MacPhail, and I've chosen that today for another Grace, Marian Anderson's mum, Grace Wilson, who celebrated her 91st birthday this last week, and also to wish happy birthday to Ewan's mum, Pamela, for this weekend. Our theme this week is going to be flight, as I found two interesting anniversaries for today. On February the 18th, 1911, the first official flight with airmail took place from Allahabad in India, when Henri Pequet, a 23-year-old pilot, delivered 6,500 letters to Naini, just over 6 miles away. And on February the 18th, 1930, Elm Farm Ollie became the first cow to fly in a fixed-wing aircraft, and also the first cow to be milked in an aircraft. I didn't feel we could let either of those events pass uncelebrated. Our first dance is The Flight of the Falcon by Barry Priddy, where he introduced tandem reels about the same time as another Barry, Barry Skelton, in New Zealand, was devising dances for his dolphin book. The dance was published in the Anniversary Tensum book, and I was surprised to find that George Meikle had not recorded for it. There are 5 known recordings, and this is Ian Cruikshanks and his band on their Nice to See You CD from 2000. Cruikshanks wrote the name tune for The Flight of the Falcon, and then they played Let's All Give 3 Cheers for the Sailor's Bride by Arthur Sullivan, Miss Ross by William Marshall, and Edmund Mackenzie of Plockton by Andrew Rankin. Our next flight is to Melbourne, a square set reel by Shirley Campbell of Leicester Branch, who spent many years in Australia. The dance, which was included in Leicester's Silver Collection in 2002, for which David Cunningham recorded the CD, was submitted 3 times to the RSCDS and finally accepted for Book 47 in 2013. And Gordon Shand and his band recorded this version. Tune for Flight to Melbourne is Daniel's Reel by Bob Shakespeare, then Billy Nicholson by Ian Burns, The Attic Studio by David Yunson, and Leona's Reel by Alan Scully. I had a choice of 8x Strathspeys and toyed with Sue McKinnell's Flying High in Straight Formation, for which there was a recommended recording of Many Happy Returns, which would have fitted with our birthday dedications. But in the end, I chose Up in the Air from 1797 and RSCDS Book 20. Ones cast behind their own lines turn out to come back, and 3 couples dance in for a promenade, finishing with ones casting to face first corners. Set to first corners and second corners to finish between corners, and 3 couples circle to the left very quickly. Advance and retire and turn 2 hands to own sides. This is Nicol McLaren's version from Clash Madden Volume 1. He also recorded a different set for the RSCDS Book 20. and the Glencraig played 8 tunes for Up in the Air, Sir George Clark of Pennycook, Crowhillock, Dorrita Bridge, The Duke of Edinburgh, William MacDonald Black, Margaret's Fancy, John Stephen of Chance Inn, and Kate Farrell. Now to the US for the next 2 dances. First to Dayton, Ohio, and the Flying Gillies. Donald L. Fuel Jr., or Lee, devised this dance for the club's dancers in 2003, who have never forgotten that fun is the first priority. Liz Donaldson, David Knight, and Ralph Gordon called themselves Waverley Station and recorded the CD First Stop to accompany the dance book. The Flying Gillies is an 8x32-bar jig. One set, cast off into right-hand teapots, one's left hand's joined in the centre set, and then dance out to opposite sides, set and cross right hand, into reels of 3 on the sides, 6 hands round and back. The lead tune was The Sailor's Wife by Neil Gow. The Standards is by David Knight. And Have a Drink with Me is traditional. And now to Chicago. And Sue McKinnell, who in 2016 wrote a five-couple reel called Fly the W to celebrate the Chicago Cubs winning the 2016 World Series, their first such win in 108 years. Ones and threes are dancing couples. They lead down the middle, lady under the man's arm, and they come back up to double triangle position. After the double triangles, half diagonal reel of four with first corners, half with second corners. Then, as ones and threes turn partner one and a half right hand, the other dancers chase clockwise to all finish 2, 1, 4, 3, 5. Ones and threes cast off one place and everybody sets. Sue recommends the Hoedown Reel set played by the Music Makers. Music Makers played traditional hoedown tunes, old French or Rambler's hornpipe, Turkey in the Straw, the Chicken Reel, and Arkansas Traveller. Now, the cow in the aircraft did pose some problems for me, but I found a four-couple Strasbourg by Holly Boyd of Montreal called Lupin Cows. I haven't looked it up in her book to see why it is called that, sufficient unto the day that it fits the theme. The first 16 bars are somewhat unconventional. Ones dance a sort of elongated figure of eight on the sides, dancing down between the twos and threes before going out the sides and down to then finish the figure of eight in second place. Now, threes and fours dancing in tandem in mirror reels of three on the sides with the ones and twos, ones in and up to start, and at the end of the reel, threes and fours finish 4-3 at the bottom. Top and bottom, we have right hand across and back with the left. First and fourth ladies chase anti-clockwise around the top of the set as their partners chase around the bottom of the set to opposite sides in six bars, then fours and ones cross left hand with partner. Music. I've chosen Lomond Hills by Chris Dewley and Nick Dewhurst. Hills is by Chris Dewhurst. Farewell to Whiskey O by James Scott Skinner. Sunshine and Snow, also by Chris Dewhurst. And The Isle of Innisfree is by Richard Farrelly. Famous flyers are Wild Geese. And The Black Swans of Narrabeen is an Australian five-couple version of the popular jig. So here is Bobby Crowe's band playing The Wild Geese 5x32. Thank you. That lead tune was Mrs. McPherson of Clunie by Joseph Lowe. From Australia to New Zealand, it's a good thing we are flying, and a 4x32 bar reel from Gay Collin, devised in 2016 and published in her book The Musician's Wedding, which of course refers to Marion and Max's wedding. The dance has a two-couple chain progression and alternating tandem reels of three across, and a standard overall progression 2-3-4-1. Max, Izzy, Graham and Marie Fielding played The Moving Cloud by Willie McGuire, Avril's Hornpipe by Muriel Johnston, Jackie and Edna Welton by Donald Ridley, and The Centennial Highway Reel by Rufus Ginchard. Trying to find something relating to letters or India proved more difficult than I expected. So in the end, I decided to go with Indian River Strass Bay, which I know is totally wrong, really. The Indian River is in Florida, and George Senec, who devised the dance, lived on its bank. The dance is for a triangular set, and the requested lead tune is Humberstone's Magic Piano by Ian Muir of Cregeliki, which he recorded for Langham Fair on an early LP and cassette in 1989 called Encore. the Kragelicki Band played Ian Muir's own tune, Humberstone's Magic Piano, and then Kragelicki Bridge by William Marshall, and Lady Anne Hope by John Pringle. Of course, the one obvious dance for letters is Postie's Jig. And, of course, Ewan used to be a postie. Now, nearly everyone seems to have recorded for Postie's Jig, particularly on Cayley albums, so choosing was difficult. This time, I've gone with the Colin Dewar Quartet, because I like the tunes. That was Colin Dewar playing Lassie Come and Dance With Me by Neil Grant, Come to the Cayley by MacLeod, The Reason Noo I Wear the Kilt by Lauder and Kendall, and Bonnie Wee Jeanie McCall by Joe Gordon for Postie's Jig. Time for another reel and a short three-couple one from Elizabeth Barnes in Washington, D.C., called Flying Cloud. In the dance, ones cross, cast and dance half figure of eight up. Then dance half figure of eight down, cross and cast to third place. Ones cross up into reels of three on the sides. Ones cross right to face up and three couples circle to the left for six bars. Plenty of figures of eight in that dance and so, admittedly from a limited list, I have chosen the track Lucky Pieces of Eight by Neil Barron and his band. Thank you. track, called Lucky Pieces of Eight, is from the Valin Suite 1, recorded by Neil Baron and his band in 2006. The three traditional hornpipes were the Miller's, Kirk's and the Cambridge. Finally, back to some obvious flying, with the Aviator, devised by Carola Fisher in 2011 and adopted by the RSCDS in Book 52 in 2018, for which Jim Lindsay and his band recorded the CD. The lead tune for The Aviator is Among the Clouds by Anselm Lingnau. And Jim followed this with his own tune, The Owl and the Pussycat, Miss Jenny Younger by Ian MacPhail, and Becky's Birthday Jig by Muriel Johnston. We're going to stay with Jim Lindsay and the RSCDS Book 52 CD for our play-out track, Skydiving Waltz, composed by Simon Thaumier. Happy birthday again to Grace and Pamela and anyone else with a birthday this week. Thanks to Ewan and Andy, as always, and thank you for tuning in. Next week will be the first show of Year 4. Bye!